Welcome back to Lansing Lugnuts pregame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lugnuts right-handed pitcher Ryan Tepera. Ryan, so far this season, your first start, you went into the fourth inning, gave up three runs, but your last time out there, seven shutout innings, only three singles allowed. What was the difference between the first start and the second?
You know, I just try to concentrate on keeping the ball down. My defense played a big part of it. They kept us in the game. You know, I only had four strikeouts, and I let them put the ball in play and let the defense do the work.
So your first year with Lansing, actually your second year with the Blue Jays, you were drafted last year out of Sam Houston State. How'd you find out that Toronto had drafted you?
It's a funny story, actually. I was on my way up to British Columbia to play summer ball when I got the call. The scout called me and told me I was in the middle of Kansas driving, actually. He called me and told me that I was drafted. So just great. It was a great feeling.
Now, was it difficult to decide whether to sign with the Blue Jays or not?
It took me about two and a half weeks to finally sign. And it was a pretty easy decision. You know, I was ready to play pro ball.
Now, at Sam Houston State, you hadn't had the best year. It was 20 appearances, 5 starts, an ERA above 7. You join the Blue Jays, you're immediately lights out in the bullpen in the Gulf Coast League, and then you throw a 7-inning no-hitter, right? Your second start in, second or third start. What was the change between college and then going to the pros?
Well, obviously, the wood bat kind of helps out a little bit. You know, it's more of a pitcher's favorite. And I just tried to focus. You know, I had a rough college year, but I just felt like that was in the past, and, you know, I needed to plan on the future and see what this brings me.
Well, let's talk about that no-hitter. Was that the first time that you'd ever thrown a no-hitter, or first time since Little League or something?
I've thrown a couple in the past. I don't know, maybe two, you know, just throughout select ball and in high school, but never in college. And then this time it was great.
So here you are with the Lugnuts this year. You're a member of the starting rotation. When you broke camp in the spring in Florida and flew on up to Michigan, what were your expectations for the season?
You know, I just hope to have an ERA under 3 and just give my team a chance to win every time I go out.
How do you do that? What do you carry any specific goals when you go out there and take them out?
You know, I just try to focus on keeping the ball down, you know, one pitch at a time. Just focus on that one pitch and make sure it's the best pitch.
Now, for you, I believe you throw a fastball, slider, and change. Does it change up whether it's a right-hander or a left-hander batting at the plate?
Not really. I try to keep the hitters off balance. You know, the change-ups, I've been working on a change-up a lot lately. So try to throw it to lefties and righties and get that easy out when I need it.
Were you always a pitcher, or did you play other positions?
I played shortstop growing up all my whole life. I pitched my senior year of high school, and that's when I started pitching.
How did that feel when you go, all right, I'm not going to be a hitter anymore, now I got to concentrate on pitching?
Well, it was kind of a relief because I wasn't the greatest hitter, so.
Speaking with Ryan Tepera, Lansing Lugnuts right-hander, here on the pregame show. Ryan, is there anyone who's the reason that you play baseball?
Not that I know of.
Did you have any heroes growing up?
My dad's always been a great influence in my life. He's the one that taught me how to throw the ball and pitch. And, you know, he's been the coach for my team in Little League all the way up through the advanced leagues. And he was probably the greatest impact, I guess, I'd have to say.
And finally, if not baseball, what would you be doing?
Well, I guess I'd be going back to school, you know, get my degree and see where it goes from there.
Degree in?
General business.
General business. So you're a businessman. Mm-hmm. Ryan, thank you very much for joining me.
No problem.